Hallo. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today, sir?
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. My name is Anthony from Norris Surveys, a professional public opinion research firm. Now, we are interviewing residents of Miami-Dade County. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you, sir?
What is this survey?
We are doing a survey with residents of Miami-Dade County about some important issues. If you don't mind me asking, are you between 18 and 29, 30 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or are you 65 or older?
30 to 39,
great. Are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County?
I am, yes.
Great. Do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in your home for whom you are the primary caregiver, regardless of whether they are your children or someone else's?
Yes.
Now, let me read to you a list of local organizations or community institutions. For each one, please tell me if you heard of that organization or if you never heard of them. Okay, just let me know. Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust. Have you ever heard of that organization?
No.
What about United Way of Miami-Dade County?
Heard of United Way.
Yeah. Have you heard of United Way of Miami-Dade County?
Not Miami-Dade County specifically.
But you heard about United Way?
Yes.
Okay. But not of Miami-Dade County, correct?
Right.
Okay. What about the Children's Trust? Have you heard about that one?
No.
No. Have you ever searched for information about programs and services for children and your family?
What kind of services?
Programs and services for children and your family.
Programs sometimes.
Okay. And when you search for information about programs and services for children under your care and your family, which of the following do you use most frequently? Ask my child's doctor, search the internet using something like Google, use an app on your smartphone, visit a specific website, online community like WhatsApp or Facebook groups, etc. Do you ask a friend or family member? Call the 211 helpline. Ask my child's teachers or child care or other.
Probably Google.
Google,
and,
okay.
And my child's physician are probably the two most
common. Oh, okay. All right. Now, based on your familiarity with the work of the Children's Trust, would you characterize its impact on Miami-Dade County as positive, negative, or no impact?
I don't know what the Children's Trust does, so I...
Okay.
Maybe if I knew some of the projects.
Okay. Now, when considering the work of the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has in the community?
Unknown,
okay. Let me go ahead and write that for you, okay? Just allow me a couple of moments. Now, I'd like to provide you with a little bit more information regarding the Children's Trust. The Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County is a dedicated source of revenue established by voters and funded by property taxes, with the goal of improving the lives of children and families in Miami-Dade by funding high-quality programs. Knowing this, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust.
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. And the reason why, if you don't mind me asking, so I can go ahead and write this down for you?
I think that... I think that, you know, it develops community and you know, it's always good to have more programming for the youth of all sorts of economic.
Okay, so it develops community through economic incentives? Is that what you said? I'm sorry.
Sorry, say that again?
Did you say that you think that develops community through economic?
Yeah, I think it develops community, and I think it generally is positive to have programming options for children of all different economic backgrounds.
Okay, positive. Positive for programs availability, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, programs availability, let me make sure that I'm writing it correctly, I'm sorry, availability for different children background, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad that I got it right, with different backgrounds. All right, awesome. Awesome. That's what we're looking for, to be honest. We're looking for the community's involvement, okay, on these type of surveys. So just allow me a couple of moments. Prior to this interview, were you aware that the Children's Trust offered programs and services to children and families throughout Miami-Dade County?
I was not aware, no.
Okay. Have you ever heard or seen any advertising about the Children's Trust?
I don't think so, no.
When searching for a local Miami-Dade County news and information, which of the following do you use most frequently? Social media, online, radio, newspaper, magazines, televisions, or other?
Online.
Online. We are almost done with our survey. We just have a few more questions for classification purposes, okay? Now, which of the following best describes your ethnicity? Are you Hispanic, Latino, Cuban, Haitian, you know, from Haiti, or other?
Other.
Okay. Which of the following racial classifications would you consider yourself to be? White, Anglo, Black or African American, Asian, or multiracial?
White.
White. What is your marital status?
Married.
Are you single, not married, or divorced or separated, married, or living with a partner?
Married.
Married, okay. Do you own or rent your current residence?
Rent.
Okay. How long have you lived in Miami-Dade County?
1 year.
Less than 5 years. What is your annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, between $100,000 and $150,000, or more than $150,000?
More than $150,000.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind me asking, and I have to ask this, your gender will be?
Male.
Great. What is the zip code of your home address?
33133.
I'm sorry, 321?
33133.
Oh, 33133. Okay. What region of Miami-Dade County do you live in? Northeast, Northwest, or South Miami-Dade?
South.
South. Thank you very much. We are complete with the survey. Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So how do I find out about the Children's Trust? Do I just Google it?
Yeah, just go ahead and Google it, and they'll give you more information and how you can apply for the programs.
And you just, and they have a bunch of different, like, programs and stuff for kids? Is that what it is?
Yes, that's what it is. As a matter of fact, like one of our questions said, it was created by the voters for the children with property taxes, okay?
Okay.
So just go online, go to Google, and search Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Have a wonderful day.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.